I'm Chance Storland, and this is The Docket, our weekly interview program covering long crime in San Antonio and Bexar County from ExpressNews.com. A San Antonio teenager has been certified to stand trial as an adult in the fatal shooting of a former correctional officer. The teen was only 15 years old when he was originally arrested and charged with murder, but as more details were revealed this week at a hearing in Bexar County Juvenile Court, things seem to have changed. Elizabeth, great to have you back here on the podcast. This is actually a fairly recent case from 2018. So let's start with some details about how all of this began.
Yes, Chance, it's good to talk to you again. And as you mentioned, this is a case that is pretty new. And, you know, we usually discuss cases that are at least 2 years old, you know, having inched their way through the system. But this charge has changed since the arrest. So initially we reported that a 20-year-old man by the name of Abram Garcia IV was with his girlfriend on November 12, 2018, and they had gone to an apartment complex on Drury Lane on the south side of San Antonio to visit. Police at the time said that as the pair got back to their car, Garcia got into an altercation with a teenager, and it escalated into a shooting. So Garcia was sitting in the passenger seat of the car, and his girlfriend was in the driver's seat, and Garcia was wounded pretty badly. His girlfriend attempted to drive him to a hospital, but ended up having to call 911 and meet EMS technicians at a motel on the way to the hospital. And it was there that the EMTs pronounced Garcia dead. And his girlfriend had given a description of the teen to police and an idea of which apartment that he ran to. And the teen was arrested shortly after the incident and at the time was expected to be charged with murder.
Yeah, this is a really interesting case because when you hear about, you know, the assault, the attempted murder, or here, which was the eventual case, the murder of a correctional officer, you think this happened in some sort of, you know, building run by law enforcement, some sort of jail facility. But no, that's not the case at all. And then also you have what we've just discussed briefly, and we're going to talk about more now, I believe, how the charge in this case has changed. So at some point, murder became capital murder. How did that happen?
Yes. Well, this week, we did learn that this teen is now 16 years old. And after a five-hour hearing in the 436th Juvenile District Court, Judge Lisa Jarrett certified him to stand trial as an adult. At that point, we were able to identify him as Raul Ignacio Cervera. We also learned that Garcia actually allegedly was there to sell marijuana to the teenager. Prosecutors called San Antonio Police Homicide Detective Mark Duke to testify, and he told the judge that Cervera confronted Garcia, and instead of asking to buy the weed, Duke said Cervera told Garcia to give him all of it, and then he shot the man. So that's when things changed, Chance. So if someone is committing a felony, and in the course of it, someone dies, as in this case that, you know, seems to be an alleged drug deal that turned into a fatal shooting, it can be charged as a capital case.
Elizabeth, you mentioned a five-hour hearing. I'm wondering what all goes into certifying a teenager to be tried as an adult. Just personally, you know, it seems like this is happening more now. And I'm 33. When I was younger to today, it seems like this has increased in how often this happens.
You know, I agree, Chance. It's like, you know, I think we are seeing more of it. There's going to be another case. Maybe it's been, you know, touched on in some of the other podcasts that the Express News has, but there will be another case. This will be involving girls that two 18-year-olds went to a younger, maybe like a 16, 17-year-old's house, and they had been involved in some bullying, and they were, you know, doing, you know, that sort of thing. And these two girls show up at this other girl's house, and there's a stabbing. The girl stabbed someone. And we may be seeing yet another case where, you know, we could be seeing a teenager being tried as an adult, you know, accused of murder. So back to your original, a certification hearing, at least the ones that I have seen, are a little like mini trials. Both sides call witnesses and experts, and the judge will hear everything, read reports and recommendations, and then decide. In this case, the lead detective, as the first witness the state called to testify, revealed what we hadn't known until that hearing, that Abram Garcia was killed allegedly while trying to sell drugs to Raul Cervera, a teenager. The state also called the teen's probation officer, who testified that while Raul Cervera has been in juvenile detention, he's caused a lot of problems for the staff and other teens that are in the lockup. So he recommended that because of those behavioral issues, he should be transferred into the adult system. So Lorraine Efron, who is the defense attorney representing Cervera, called her witness, John Matthew Fabian, a forensic psychologist, who told the court that Cervera had a rough childhood, that he was exposed to some very intense violence, everything from watching through the years different men who had abused his mother in front of her children, and he was exposed to bullying at school. So Fabian, from the witness stand, said Cervera is a, quote, damaged kid, end quote, because of all of that.
So that's the alleged perpetrator here in the case. Let's talk more about the victim, Abram Garcia IV. What else do we know about him?
Well, Chance, unfortunately, you know, we don't know as much about him yet. As you know, we're not getting into a trial mode yet. We know that he was 20 years old. I know the one picture that we have of him that we have run in the San Antonio Express News shows him on a motorcycle. And we also know that he was a former correctional officer at a state prison in Hondo, which it was, you know, confirmed to us by a spokesman from the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. According to that agency, Garcia left that job in January of 2018 and started working with MBP General Contract Services with his friend who was his boss, a man by the name of Jason Mata. And he told the Express News at the time of the killing that Abram Garcia was a great young man who always tried to help anybody and however he could. His friend told us that every customer that he worked for held Garcia in high regard and, you know, as a hard worker. So, and after news of the shooting broke, many of Garcia's friends took to social media to memorialize him. And they also created a GoFundMe account, you know, to help out with expenses.
So, Elizabeth, if the defendant here, Raul Cervera, goes to trial and is found guilty of capital murder, what do you think is going to happen to him?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. His attorney passionately argued to Judge Jarrett that because he was 15 at the time of the killing, that he wasn't mature enough. She also mentioned his IQ of 80 and that Raul Cervera really, you know, didn't know the extent of what he was doing when he shot Abram Garcia. That was a point that his defense attorney was really, really trying to drive to the judge about. She also told the court that he has post-traumatic stress disorder from his childhood upbringing, and also has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And she asked Judge Jarrett if she certified him to stand trial as an adult to consider keeping him in juvenile detention and trying his case there. I actually covered a case a couple of years back, kind of, you know, a similar situation of a teenager who was certified and was found guilty of capital murder and you know, sent to prison for 40 years. But, you know, in the end, you know, Judge Jarrett ended up certifying him and, you know, she acknowledged that she was aware of some of the behavioral issues that Cervera is said to have caused while in the juvenile lockup. So Judge Jarrett, you know, said she would transfer him to the adult facility. And she also set bail for Raul Cervera at $750,000.
And as we continue to look at this case, Elizabeth, I'm wondering, you know, we've talked about capital murder before here on the podcast. This is a juvenile. So is the range of punishment any different for a teen who might be convicted of a capital offense as opposed to someone like myself who's in his 30s?
Yes, it is different. You know, as we have discussed on the podcast before, in Texas, capital murder is an offense punishable by either life in prison without the possibility of parole or death. The Supreme Court, however, has banned capital punishment and life without parole sentences for juveniles. And in 2013, the Texas legislature passed a law setting life with parole as the only option for minors who are charged with capital crimes. So they become eligible for release after they have served 40 years in prison. So if Raul Ignacio Cervera is convicted, you know, at 17 or 18, he'll have to serve 40 years before he's eligible for parole. So chance he could be pushing 60 when he will be eligible for release. And, you know, again, that's if he's convicted. So, you know, we could be discussing this case again in the future.
And then finally, before we say goodbye for today's episode, Elizabeth, I believe we have an update on a case that we discussed last week.
Yes, Chance. A jury has found a San Antonio woman guilty of murder in the fatal shooting and stabbing of her boyfriend, a decorated Army veteran. This is the case we talked about last week involving Laura Flores Messick, who was accused of killing her boyfriend, Chasen Montes de Oca, on June 10th, 2017. This is the one where she said that she killed him after they argued. And in the course of the interview with police, when they asked her how she was feeling at the time that this happened, you know, trying to glean, you know, what might have happened to make this escalate to, you know, a fatal shooting and stabbing, she said that he was being, you know, she thought he was a jerk, and that and she used some other language about that too. But this is the case we discussed last time, and she was found guilty by the jury. And it took 2 hours and 45 minutes for them to reach their verdict. The defense said that De Oca died because Messick felt like she was in danger. So they argued that it was self-defense. Prosecutors, however, you know, kept reminding the jury that Chasen Montes de Oca was shot through his hand and through his heart. So he was basically in a position to where he was trying to stop, you know, something from happening. the bullet hit him right in the heart. He fell forward and was face down, and Messick told police that she didn't know if he was dead, so she took a kitchen knife and she cut his neck. And the medical examiner said that the victim had a liter of blood in his body cavity and half a liter in his heart. It was a pretty, you know, pretty awful thing that happened. So Laura Flores Messick faces up to life in prison, and she's chosen to be sentenced by Judge Catherine Torres Stahl. So the date for that sentencing hearing hasn't been set yet, but we will update everybody once that happens.
And thank you to San Antonio Express News Courts and crime reporter Elizabeth Zavala for joining me for today's episode of The Docket, our weekly interview program covering long crime in San Antonio from expressnews.com. For the San Antonio Express News, I'm Chance Dorland.